The voice that tells you the putt is too long, the race pace too fast, or the serve will fault, is not motivation. It is interference. Unlike physical fatigue, it compounds without a timer. Sports scientists have spent 30 years measuring the relationship between self-talk and athletic performance. The evidence is clear. The type of self-talk matters as much as its content. And negative self-talk, specifically avoidance-framed statements, reliably degrades performance in precision sports. What the research shows. A 2011 meta-analysis by Hatzi Georgiadis and colleagues analyzed 32 studies and 62 effect sizes. It found that self-talk interventions produced a significant positive effect on sport performance, with larger effects for precision tasks and for instructional versus purely motivational cues. Hatzi Georgiadis et al. 2011, Perspectives on Psychological Science. Negative self-talk does two things simultaneously. First, it introduces avoidance framing. The brain processes don't slice by first activating the concept of slicing, then attempting suppression. Wegener's ironic process theory, replicated dozens of times, shows that suppression under cognitive load reliably enhances the very thing being suppressed. Wegener, 1994, Psychological Review. Second, it carries negative emotional valence that elevates arousal at precisely the moment most sports require regulation. Second-person self-talk, addressing yourself as you rather than I, produces measurably lower emotional intensity and better cognitive distance from stressful situations. Cross and colleagues showed across 5 experiments that this simple framing shift improved regulation without suppression. Cross et al., 2014, Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. You've trained for this activates a different attentional frame than, I hope I don't mess this up. 3. Practical changes. Name it without suppressing it. When the inner critic fires, label it. There's the negative voice. Diffusion research shows that labeling a thought reduces its behavioral influence without requiring you to fight it. You are not silencing the voice. You are demoting it from instruction to observation. Swap avoidance for approach. Every negation contains a goal. Convert it directly. Don't slice becomes aim right. Don't slow down becomes hold cadence at 178. Don't double fault becomes hit to the tee. The swap takes under 2 seconds and removes the ironic process risk entirely. Load one cue word before execution. A single short, feel-based word, smooth, commit, quick, occupies the attentional slot, where negative commentary would otherwise insert itself. The Hatzi Georgiadis meta-analysis found that short, specific cue words outperform general motivational phrases. The function is mechanical. Fill the slot before the voice does. The skill is noticing. The athlete who takes a bad shot with no negative commentary finishes the round better than the athlete with the same bad shot, followed by 3 holes of internal replay. The recovery starts before the next stroke, in the 6 inches between the ears. Negative self-talk is not a character flaw. It is a trainable pattern, and these 3 changes are mechanical rather than motivational. Rehearse them in low-stakes practice sessions until they are automatic. They transfer to competition because they have to. Competition is when the voice gets loudest. If you want guided audio that prompts the name it step and loads your approach cue in the gap before each rep, the MindSport app builds the habit from the ground up. Sources: Hatzi Georgiadis, A. Zurbanos, N. Galenis, E. and Theodorakis, Y. Sebba, 2011. Self-talk and sports performance. A meta-analysis. Perspectives on psychological science. 6-4. 348. 356. Link. Wegener, D.M., 1994. Ironic Processes of Mental Control. Psychological Review 1011, 3452, link. Cross, E. Brueelman-Senecal, E. Park, J. Burson, A. Dougherty, A. Shire, H. and Idick, O. 2014. Self-talk as a regulatory mechanism. How you do it matters. Journal of Personality and Social Psychology 1062, 304, 324. Link.